Hello, everyone, and welcome to Corner's Corner this evening. Hey, Brian, I see you made it. Brenda, is that you?
No, this is Wayne.
Oh, Wayne, I'm sorry. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You didn't get the link?
Oh, yeah, I got the link. I started my computer up, and it's been doing this update now for about 40 minutes.
Okay.
I can't go to the link.
Oh, okay, gotcha. You there, Brian? Brian, let me see. You ain't gonna say nothing. Sorry about that, Wayne. I thought it was Brenda. She's supposed to be calling in. I didn't look at the phone number. I should have known it was yours. Anyway, I don't know where Brian's at. He's there. He just ain't saying nothing. Laura was supposed to be on. I don't know. She's not doing well, so she was going to have Brenda Mole call in, and Brenda lost power just a little bit ago, so she should be calling. She says she's going to try to call in, so I don't know. Brian said he's there, but I can't hear him, so I don't know what's going on. There ain't no telling.
Lost power, huh?
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
she lost national power. Power grid?
I don't know, man. We had tornadoes here earlier. They tore up my neighbor's fence. They tore it down, ripped up a tree next door, and tore their like a canopy type thing, you know, screened in enclosure. Tore it up, tore the tree out of the ground, and knocked some trees down around the neighborhood. Yeah, it was pretty bad here a few hours ago. I don't know.
We had a little rain this morning.
Really? Huh? We're fortunate. We're supposed to get a cold front or a cool front coming in. So that would be nice.
It's up here right now.
Nah, that's nice. That's nice for me. I'd love it. I would love the cool weather. But you know, this is the night we do on Lyme disease, and I want to say that I've seen a lot of people this weekend in the Lyme community really starting to come, you know, open themselves up like we talk about, and sharing their stories and stuff like that. So that's a good sign. They've lost a few people this week due to Lyme, and that's not cool. But you know, the people are coming, you know, coming around a little bit, and I'm glad to see that. It's very unfortunate. They're having a very hard time with doctors treating Lyme disease, and it's something that we got to get on somehow. This might be Brenda right here. Hello.
Hello. My electricity is going on and off, so if you lose me, I will call back.
It's understandable. I was just saying we had some really bad storms here a little while ago, so it's unbelievable. So how you doing, my friend? You doing all right?
I'm doing. I'm alive.
That's good. I was just talking about how, you know, they've lost a few people this past week in the Lyme community. And I was talking about how people are starting to, they're starting to come out of their shell a little bit. We talk about this a lot on the show, that people have got to come out of hiding and quit hiding themselves so much, because we all need to know. Yeah. You're in there, man. Gotcha. Everybody needs to share their stories. You know, I understand some people get embarrassed and stuff, but it's like we talk about, Brenda. We say that there's nothing to be ashamed of. We've got what we've got.
It's not just ashamed. Mine's been going on for so long. Well, I know, Laura, if anybody followed my timeline, I was going through, oh my goodness, I'm here for 3 days and I'm off the beach and I'm in a tent for 3 days. And oh my goodness, I'm over here in 3 days.
Yeah.
And then to the point of, I'm grounded.
Yeah, it's very,
yeah, it's been hard. I had no internet for a couple of months, except right. for if I could get away. But yeah, you are correct. I mean, you know, we've all been pounded so hard. You know, you're right. You know, we're afraid to speak out for fear of getting pounded more.
Right, and this is something that our show has taken a little bit of a turn. But you know, I'm not worried about people being mad at me or upset with what I say. I could care less. I speak what I believe is the truth, and I try to get as much help to people as possible. It's very hard to do because, you know, everybody's living on limited money, you know, and it's very understandable. But when we have people living in tents and going without food and not being able to see doctors and stuff, we got a problem, and we got to pull. Yeah, we got to pull some weight.
I've had some that I've been on the side on the phone trying to help that disappear, that die, you know, that didn't get even diagnosed with Lyme properly, that I was trying to help, and it's just been breaking my heart. And they're outside on, you know, on streets, and even in larger cities, you know, they're there just isn't enough. But there's not enough awareness to be helping anybody. So the funding, you know, and people think there's public funding, but there's not. You know, not with the economy like it is. And definitely not in smaller areas. You know, smaller town areas.
Sure. I know Brian has worked on a thing, and he's on now. He's on here with us. Me and him work closely together on a lot of things. And, of course, Wayne, he's the co-host as well. And we work on a lot of things together and try to do a lot of things. And Brian has come up with this idea of well, Brian, go ahead and you tell her. I'll get it all confused about the letters that you're sending to the doctors.
Oh, excellent.
Brian, are you there? You're gone again? He must be gone again. Shoot. What it is, he's gone again. What it is, Blog Talk Radio, we're fixing to switch over. I was thinking about not doing it, but this keeps happening. We've decided to do it.
It's all the electrical interference up above. I get it on my cell phones. I get it, I get it on my internet because of this humidity, and we've got you know, the metals in the air. It's kind of conductive, and it's messing with everything lately.
What he has a letter that is drawn up, and our name, both of our names are on it, and it sends information about the disorders to people's doctors to try to help
educate them.
A little bit about what's going on. I mean, it's not, you know, major, but there's some information on it. So everyone can send the doctor that they, you know, would like to have the letter sent to. They can either send it to me, Brian, Wayne, they can send it to you too, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Wayne's having
excellent.
Wayne will make sure it gets to us. Wayne's having a little bit of downtime today and the next few days. Wayne, I'm truly sorry, my friend. I understand. Oh, yeah. I thank you for being here. I wasn't sure if you was going to, but I do appreciate you being here. And I understand your quietness, so don't feel like that you're doing wrong. You're not. You just do what you have to do and take care. You know, Brenda, I talked about you a few weeks ago on air, and I probably should have asked your permission, and I do apologize for not asking your permission.
No. I'm fine with it. In fact, I appreciate it.
I know that you're, and I said this, I said you're one of the strongest willed individuals that I have ever seen or talked to in my entire life. I told people, I said, I don't know how she stays so positive. I really, really don't. Yeah.
It's called Life of Hell Started Very Young. You have to. And this is like the fourth time I've had this stuff, too, on top of it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I had it in the 80s, too. But I killed my own immune system then with a stupid job. You shouldn't go and work at some place where cyanide and acids and heavy metals are dripping and putting holes in your clothes every day.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of knocks your immune system for a big loop, and sure enough, boom, as soon as I went out and to the woods that I loved, kablooey, I was down.
Wow. Yeah, that's that's terrible. So Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm really familiar how being treated nasty is throughout my lifetime.
I hear you.
You got to laugh it off. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not easy to do, that's for sure. But talk a little bit about how, what the cleansing is all about that y'all go through, detoxing or whatever it is. Talk a little bit about that. Yeah.
Because we have, our atmosphere is full of, like I said, a lot of heavy metals, aluminum, but the things that we've been eating, the processed foods, the Monsanto, GMO stuff, a lot of modern medicines aren't used correctly. They also have GMO corn innards, at the least, or fluoride, the fluoroquins, you know, for instance, or they misuse steroids, which strip our immune system. But all these metals from vaccinations and all of this has accumulated over time. So by, you know, I do the detox teas. We need to, our body system became acidic, and it's not supposed to be. Anything thrives and grows in an acid body. In order to get it back alkaline, you know, such things like the lemon water, the herbal teas are better yet with dandelion and whatnot. Plus, you need that water flowing through you, and it cleanses everything out of you so that your body has a chance, its own immune system has a chance to start working more properly. I mean, and doing it this way, there's no thing such as a Herxheimer reaction or nothing, and eventually it gets your immune system to where things like, you know, I've heard people, oh, my goodness, I have a fever. And it's like, good, because most of us for years, we forgot what a fever was because our immune systems just were overwhelmed with all of this junk. And, yeah, we do it in a combination. You know, there's certain things you got to knock out, and you got to hurry up and help them get out of you, basically, on top of all the stuff that's holding your immune system back from functioning. So, you know, it's more than one purpose with cleansing that way.
Okay. So that's kind of what I hate, people walking around with antibacterial, you know, cleansers, you know, squirting their hands every time that
we used to eat dirt when we were kids.
When they perceive that maybe they touched something that they shouldn't have, you know, and they never give their immune system actually a chance to build up and fight it, so that by the time some bug comes along that your system can't handle or isn't equipped to handle, then the effects of it are sometimes just devastating because we have not given our systems a chance to actually build up and protect us from all these things that are actually out in the air.
Correct. Right. Correct. We over-depended on modern medicine and all of these things that said, keep it sterile. And yes, you are correct. Our natural immunities to anything, our immune system's like going, yeah, whatever, you know, I don't know what that is. And yeah, it slams you.
Yeah, it's bad. I know because I got both Laura Ann's that I know. Laura is what I know her by.
Yes.
She's not feeling well today. Then I have the other Laura Ann that I've known for a long time. She's not doing well at all. And it's like, wow, you know.
It's the same all over the world.
Yeah, yeah. And, hey, you know, we just.
I've been noticing that.
Yeah, it's been really bad. You know, I'm glad to see. We're seeing some people coming out, you know, and telling their stories. And I'm really glad for that because that's. We need more of that so we can try to get, you know, the help that we can get for people. I mean, it's limited, But with everybody sticking together, you know, we can be one big voice and really be surprised at some of the things that we could do.
Exactly. You know, it's like with up here, nobody realizes when you're in remote, you know, it's all wilderness mm-hmm. up here. So everything mm-hmm. is so far away. But like they had their own, you know, community like St. Vincent de Paul's. And for mm-hmm. the first time in my life, my granddaughter's special ed speech teacher heads it now. Mm-hmm. I never heard her cuss before in my life, but she couldn't, you know, and Lyme and Rocky Mountain spotted fever is just horrible up here, of course.
Yeah.
And she couldn't believe their resources are drained because there's no donations going because the way the economy, you know, is going here in this entire, it's the hugest county in Michigan. And there is mm-hmm. absolutely all industry, completely everything. Even certain motels has pulled out of here years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so, you know, and it's happening all over like this. If people don't start helping each other,
sure,
it's gonna be worse if we don't start speaking out more.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot worse and a lot worse. And that's what we're trying to do. I mean, we can only do so much as individuals. We all can, you know, there's only so much we can do, but, you know, we just doing shows every Monday night on Lyme disease and just talking all kinds of different things, whatever we can do to help, you know, like I ask about cleansing and, you know, cause I see a lot of people saying that and I know what cleansing is. I just kind of wondered why they were doing it. But, you know, just different things because it's awareness. We're bringing awareness, getting people that right. might not know as much as others do about Lyme disease, like myself. I don't know that much about it. I don't have Lyme disease. You know, I have CRPS, and I know what that's like. But we're trying to help.
The same methods will work for any disease because all of them are – you know, they're all the same, you know, it's just, it mm-hmm. was individualized by what we did daily, period. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody mm-hmm. eats different. Everybody takes different meds. Everybody lives in a different place. So, mm-hmm. and it's a combination. It's not just mm-hmm. the cleansing. It's not just the herbal healing. It's also watching what you eat too. I mm-hmm. beat this. Yeah. I beat this several times in my life. And in the 80s, it took 3 years because I stayed living in a place that I'd never lived before mm-hmm. around industry. But it works. It works.
Right. I know you've done a lot of things. I've talked to you a lot over Facebook and seen, you know, different things that you do have done to help yourself. And really, you know, Laura told me, she goes, "Be sure to talk to her about herbal stuff." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know all about the herbal stuff. You've talked about that." She sent me a big old long private message, all this herbal stuff. I read it for like a month. I'm like, yeah, I know all about it. But, you know, but that's
it's
good.
It's also what you eat. Yeah, it's also what you eat. Mm-hmm. Big time. And all of a sudden, like with the 5-day raw vegan challenge, along with mm-hmm. just the herbals and the detox teas, and knowing, you know, what brands to stay away from of what you eat and drink, that jumpstarts your immune system, like whammy. I mean, for me, and I wish, you know, I'd known certain things, but I never did it in combination until I was desperate last year. And I'm throwing dry herbs in my face because I was so out of it. And mm-hmm. all of a sudden, on top of everything else, for the first time since I've been 4 years old, I no longer have to wear glasses.
That's cool.
That blew me away because I had both astigmatisms and nearsight. I was Coke bottle, bottom mm-hmm. kid. Mm-hmm. And it was like if I had known, you know, about the raw vegan part of it many years mm-hmm. ago, I would have did that a long time ago.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, then when that's the food part isn't available, that makes the rest of it a little hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
but it really worked.
Sure. I was looking at some things. Here's my phone. I always forget to turn it down before I do the show. And I always blast off and I'll turn the show. I do it all the time. You know, I forgot what I was going to say. We're absolutely getting no help from the government at all. I mean, zip, zero, none from any area.
And they're not going to.
It's like Laura Ann said today, not Lamy Laura, but Laura Ann. She said, she, and I've said this before as well. You know, it's sad that the Zika virus is dangerous. Okay. For pregnant women, don't misunderstand me. And I'm so glad that they found stuff for the virus. But you know what? That shows you that if they really want to, they can find a cure for anything.
There is cures. It's been hidden. It's been hidden from us for profit, for out of greed. All this stuff that they say is a cure has made somebody very wealthy. And at the same time, those of us that are disabled, you know, I never put into the system because I did my own investing. How can you live on $14 worth of, you know, food share?
Yeah.
Totally impossible. Yeah. Totally impossible.
Exactly. Sure. Yep. They got it all figured out. There's no doubt. And, you know, it's sad and it's sickening, really, because it's that's the legal way of killing people off in my mind. I mean, I'm just serious.
And
seriously.
Isn't that what's happening?
Yeah, I believe it is. I believe it is. I really do.
And then the doctors that have been taught wrong, they're helping slowly kill everybody too. And they don't even know it.
Yeah.
They don't even know that they were taught wrong. And what was it that got them through school that they're so afraid to do anything else? A government loan.
Mm-hmm.
A government school loan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's time. To me, it's time we say, if you want, whatever you want to say it, call the government out. Call their asses out about it. I will. I'm not the least bit scared to.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the truth.
There's many that have. It was like, you know, last November around the world. You know, there was, you know, quiet protest.
Mm-hmm.
It should be we, the people, running it, and they need to go someplace else.
Sure. Sure.
It's because people aren't speaking up. Haven't been. They think, oh, that's somebody else's problem. There's something that'll take care of it. And there isn't. They need to know that there is no government program. We don't get even food. And there isn't anything available for the disabled, period. It is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. Because they're all starting to become disabled, too. I mean, the rate of Lyme and all disease has just skyrocketed.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's very scary.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just don't know what to do. I keep thinking of things that we can do, and I'm going to try to come up with as much as possible. Like I said, the letters that Brian has come up with, I think it'll help some, but it's not going to get us to where we need to be with a cure. I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah. There's a reason. The reason that they put out that the holistic doctors, this isn't the first time. I lost one of the best worldwide trained. She was trained by Klinghart and so many around the world with holistic ways. And she died in 2 months of opening over here. And that was in 2012.
There
has been so much hidden. We lost 40 microbiologists at the end of the 90s and the early 2000s. It's because the cures are so cheap and so simple. And we've been so programmed into all this garbage that.
Right.
Yeah. And it wasn't about cancer. It wasn't. It was about the function of the nauglase and the macrophage, which how we absorb the vitamins that we need out of our foods. And because of things like Monsanto and whatnot, it has been accumulating in everybody's system. And I watched in 2014, I watched medications slowly change. But because in the 80s, I had an ex-Marine pharmacist for a doctor, who, you know, was so happy about his salvation and everything. But he explained to me to watch the binders and that in generics, there was no FDA, back then, no FDA regulation on the amounts of the real natural medications that was put into each pill.
Right.
Then I watched things. Remember how Zyrtec and Pfizer said they let go of the patent pending? This isn't the only medication this has happened to. This has happened to every single one of them, and it totally converted over by the end of 2014. They let the patent pending go. So it's all generic for a while, so the formulations are changed. Then somebody else buys up the patent pending, and they are allowed to place a brand name on it.
Right.
Our medicines right now, it's like I keep telling people, look up the ingredients. Look at the ingredients. You see, and look at the innards. You see corn on it, or look up the reason. You know, steroids are, yeah, it'll make you feel better for a while because it'll reduce
right.
inflammation. It does it by shutting down your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
The cures, I pushed that TTAC episode docu-series. I've been pushing that since last October, and it's really lengthy. I mean, it's super lengthy. But if you listen to every single one of them, you have the ones that have been cured at the end of each one. On top of all the info that's in there that tells you the hows, the whys, what is going on. But at the end of each one, the survivors will say cancer and Lyme, cancer and MS. I had cancer and, because they were scared. When that was put out last year, you know, we changed the names from herbalist, you know, from native healer, oh my goodness, you're after our butts, to herbalist, oh my goodness, you're after our butts again, to holistic. And, geez, now the rest of the world knows you're after our butts. Because they held the cures. They held the cures. But at the end of each one of those, it will tell you. And it gives the cures. It gives how we got everything. There's 131 experts that put their time for many years into putting that out. But they had to put that it was just about cancer on the title. Because everybody was scared last year.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wayne, you got anything you want to say? Kind of, you're being kind of quiet, but say what you got to say, man. If you got a question or something, you don't have nothing to ask.
No. Whenever our government does something, you know, especially when they're giving, you know, the tax breaks to the very wealthy, you always have to remember that our budget is like a big giant ledger, and that every time that they do that, they have to put an equal sign next to that, and something of equal value has to come off. So if it's a $300-400 million tax cut to the wealthy, $3-4 million of services, that would be to us, 99%.
May I add something in here?
To give you that. So, you know, the rich become a little bit richer, but as, you know, you were saying, is that in just a matter of a couple of years, you know, everything, all the resources that the disabled have are gone. You know,
that top 1% ran off with our money, because I was one of those wealthy ones and they stripped me out. They threw me out because of the laws and everything in a matter of maybe 5 or 6 years for 45 years worth of work. Yeah, that there's only 1% on the face of this earth that is now in any wealthy section. There's absolutely almost nothing in between anymore.
Right.
And it's like, I want to know what they did with our money.
Yeah, well, we all want to know. We'll never find out. Trust me, never. And they're going to keep taking. You think so?
Well, actually, if you do a little bit of research, you know, that little thing that I get accused of, and start checking out the total assets of a lot of these banks offshore, and you look at what they had 30 years ago and what they have now, and you will get your answer as far as where has all the money gone.
The bankers, and only one country threw them in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's not the leaders. It's a bunch of little, wealthy ones on the side.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but Iceland at least had the guts to, they don't even have a million people in their country, do they? And they had 400,000 people storming the capital, And I mean, these were some very, very upset people. And almost overnight, they had a new government. All the bankers were in jail, and their government shifted to war. But we're going to help everybody else, and not just a few people, so that, they can maybe be able to, have a nice dacha in Russia or something, so they can sit and retire in their old days.
The banks, for every $1,000 worth of assets that they have, they are allowed to loan out $10,000 with at interest of invisible money, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you think just one mortgage. And then you think how many years that's been going on. And we knew that the FDIC told us many years ago they were broke. It makes me wonder how come more people don't know about this. That, we were all robbed. Every one of us were robbed. And now that we're all getting sick, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I think people just don't.
If you turn the news on, what do you see right now? You're going to see Brad and Angelina and their divorce. Yeah. This is what everybody is all upset about.
Everybody's been, see, I never watched TV hardly at all through my lifetime. I was on the road all the time.
Yeah, but there are the majority of people actually watch that crap and they actually follow us. What is wrong with everybody? Well,
especially
unless we actually see it, unless we see it or hear it, as far as we know, the only thing bad going on is there's a divorce going on between two of the most beloved people, in Hollywood, it's enough to make you want to shove your finger down your throat and vomit.
I remember in the 70s, I was up in the Upper Peninsula, and I could get Canadian TV. They were laughing at us because we were told about, we put, an embargo on Japan. And they're going, no, it was the other way around. And they were, Canada was, back then, was laughing at us for believing everything that's on the news.
Yeah, and they still do. I drove trucks.
Yeah, now it's big time.
I drove trucks. I got neighbors that are from Canada. They laugh at the United States on a daily basis.
And I was hearing it in the 70s.
Yeah. And they'll ask me, how do you live in this country? I don't really have much choice.
Yeah, exactly. We're stuck.
I'm kind of stuck here, man. I was born here and I'm going to die here, obviously. So I wish I could get out of here. I really do. This country has been screwed up for a long, long time. A lot of people say, it's just been the last few years. Well, the last few years, it has gotten a lot worse, yes. But no, this country's been like this for a long time.
I did my advocacy work back in the 80s. And back then, we knew that the elderly were being abused in these nursing homes. We knew the kids said it was called child abuse business, and they were all disabled or elderly. It's always been there, and they've just been getting a little bit more complex and better at hiding it from everybody.
Right.
And the disabled have always been picked on, as long as I've been alive.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as I can remember, they have. Some way, shape, or form, they have.
They labeled Einstein learning disabled.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first disabled labels. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was a genius. Good figure.
Yeah, exactly.
What we do, or which direction should we be going with the Lyme community? We should be focusing on doctors more than anything, you think? I mean, is that...
No. Unless they're holistic. We can actually look at what I did for myself. And I told anybody, if they ever call an ambulance, because I posted where I got burnt, that healed in 24 hours. Once your immune system, none of us, we all got vaccinated at birth. We all got started to get hammered right away. And I used to have an S in my back, stenosis, you name it, you know, of course, sciatica, bulging disc. It's all gone. I mean, I'm weakened out because my body's eating itself because I haven't been eating in a year. But we can heal ourselves cheaply. And at the same time, it's a different way of living that is 100 times cheaper than what we've been programmed how to live.
Right.
100 times cheaper. I mean, you know, I made it on, I'm still alive, since January 2015, and having to feed a child at the same time and give her the herbs for since January 2015. I can't believe that I lived on under $900 a month, and I'm still here. And plus, I've done this before several times in my life. In the 80s, I was poor. I was still poor, and I worked my way up to being worth over $1.3
million.
I healed, and that's why earlier on my Facebook last year, I posted my tax things and everything else on there. I know that it's possible for us to help each other heal ourselves. And hopefully then the doctors can learn from us and we can still educate them at the same time, because it's not their faults, you know. They mean well to try to help, but what time do they have? You have no, when I did my residency, you got kidney infections because you had to stay awake for 3 days straight. And, you got kidney infections. You have no time. Absolutely none. With any of these. And that's another, you know, bad thing that they did in teaching, you know, in colleges. They gave nobody any time to even sleep, even without going, you know, to med school. Nobody had time to sleep. So everybody was just a little programmed robot. And that was back in the 70s. And now it's like just totally out of sight.
Yeah.
And then you figure... You know, like in the medical profession, for Michigan, for instance, you only have to have 40-some, in the 70s, 40-some percent to pass the licensing exam. In my day, that was flunking. I'm sorry, but that is. Now, the next generation of those, you know, you might get a few brilliant ones in there, but the majority are, you know, C and, you know, C average, you know. And then that generation becomes the next generation's professors within 20 years. And so forth. So, So see where the education went. Right down the drain, and the greed rose up. And that piece of paper was worth more, no matter how immoral it was. You didn't have time to think about it. You thought you were paying for the best education in order to help other people. And it just, you know, it, it went right out the tubes. And that's why, that's why, you know, it's like I had, you know, when my holistic doctor died, I was getting so sick from other things, outside things that were going on, that I just said, what the heck, I'll give it a shot. And I went to a Lyme doctor who made me toxic in a month with pharmaceuticals. Yes.
That's unreal.
And that's what, detoxing. That's with detoxing, too, mind you.
Wow. That's just, I'm just totally shocked. I mean, I knew a lot of this was going on, but, you know, I didn't realize it was to this extreme. But, wow, thanks for opening my eyes a little bit more. I do appreciate that.
Amen. Definitely. It's something I've been trying to just get out online.
Right.
But, you know, God bless you. But, yeah, and it's like, don't, you know, point the finger at the doctors, because it's not their fault. They paid more than cash for that education. And they don't know what they're doing. They think they're really helping somebody.
Right. But you know, a lot of people really get on doctors' cases, and me and Wayne have talked about this on past shows, and Brian for that matter. And you know, we said, you know, you can't always blame the doctor. You know, I mean, if a doctor has an attitude and doesn't want to listen to you in any, you know, shape, way, or form, well, yeah, then you can kind of say it's the doctor. But most doctors are not that way. I mean,
yeah, they're open to hearing you out.
Sure. You know, so I'm like, you know, I really kind of get onto people sometimes when they start blaming the doctors. I'm like, it's not all the doctors. Y'all need to understand there's a lot more to the story than, you know, than what's being told. And what, you know, don't just blame the doctors.
Right. It some of them are at fault. Our time.
Sure. Some of them are, you know, it is their fault, but not all of them. And a large percentage of them, I think they're doing the right thing, you know?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, and they have no idea. How much time do they have to research? I mean, I can research on 3 different computers with 20 windows open, but how many people have the time to even do it on one laptop? And, you know, they've got, their time is crammed.
Sure.
We're all trusting good souls. We're all trusting souls, so they believe what they're told by the pharmaceutical reps that come in or what they were taught, you know, and who nobody's had time.
Yeah, that's true. I'll help you anyway, man. You anytime you want to do shows on this stuff, you just hit me up and we'll schedule a show. We're going to be making a switch from Blog Talk Radio over to another hosting site because of the incidents. Like with Brian, he sent me the thing and it said that he tried to get back on and said he had to call. Then he calls in and wouldn't let him on and said that there's, I guess, too many people or something on. It says, this recording session has reached its maximum number of allowability, high fidelity inputs to connect. Please try via phone. He did it and still wouldn't let him on. I can have up to 50
audience with the other one.
What? Yeah.
More people.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. See, with the other one, with this one, you can post it to Facebook and Twitter, and then anything else you have to pay extra for. Well, the other one goes to Facebook, Twitter, a bunch of other places. Plus, it automatically sends it to YouTube. It creates a YouTube channel for you. Yeah. So, you know, the only problem with the other hosting site is that people have to call in via Skype. It's not a video, it's all audio show just like this one, but yeah, the only way you can connect to it is from Skype.
I can't do apps
right, so I'm not 100% sure that's the only way. That's what I was told by them. The only way you could do it was by Skype, so that's why I'm hesitant about changing. But like tonight, for instance, a co-host can't even be on the radio show because and Wayne knows we had this problem last week, 2 or 3 nights. Yeah. He couldn't even connect on the link.
Can you broadcast on both at the same time?
No. It costs too much money for that.
I did computer programming too. I'll look up some other things for you then. That might not cost anywhere close to very much and has a broadcasting.
The thing of it is I have to have this one here on Blog Talk Radio. I have unlimited recordings. So all of my shows are recorded and they're saved. And I put them on my page or they're on Blog Talk Radio. Just go on Blog Talk Radio, follow my show, and you can get all of my shows. Now, on the other one that I'm going to, only get up to, I think, 1,500 hours of storage. So it means I would have to delete shows as I go along. I mean, 1,500 hours is a lot.
No. Yeah, and you don't want to have to delete anything because you want for people to be able to look back.
Sure, but if I put it on my show, I mean, on my page, it wouldn't matter if it's deleted off the thing or not. It would still be on my page, on my personal or on my radio show page. So I don't think it would be deleted there. So I got to check into that before I make the switch. I'm planning on making a switch. We should be on a new one next week if I still change it, which I'm quite sure I'm going to, because I have to sit here every night during the show and talk to Blog Talk Radio and tell them what my problem is, and then they fix it for the next night, and then it's back again the next night, and it's just not worth it to me. I mean, I don't pay a whole lot for the show, but it's money out of my pocket each month, and I want what I pay for. And I can't, I can't get it.
With the stuff that I've been, other things that I've been posting, mm-hmm. I've watched the cycles. You know how you see it on your phone?
Right.
Or my phone gets really crazy. And then it'll cycle into the internet, and your internet will get slowed down. There's also mm-hmm. been other things, like I go to one place, and you've lost my past four moves of addresses over the past 10 years. And at the bank, and you know, and I've seen other people notice this that get paper statements from the bank. This mm-hmm. magnetic thing that's going on with all this mm-hmm. conductivity, it's wiped my SD cards out if I've left them out, things like that.
Wow.
It's interfering with how the internet works right now, and how mm-hmm. electricity works, and how all of our electronics. I live now, I live in two different mm-hmm. time zones in one room. Because it's disrupted my equipment so much.
Right?
I live in Central and Eastern Standard Time.
Right?
It's like, wait a minute. I know the line is close to me, but not in one room here.
right. Might be next to you or something, but yeah, that's crazy. Well, you know,
it's supposed to be about 50 miles over.
Right? See, with this, I think the problem with Blog Talk Radio is this. The problem is I'm using their server, okay? With the other thing that I'm going to be using or thinking about using, you download it to your computer, so you don't even have to be online. I don't. I just go, you know, where it's at on the computer, so I don't even have to be on the internet.
You know, so, you can have your own server very cheaply, don't you?
Yeah, but
it's basically a computer.
I don't know very much about that kind of stuff. I would have this stuff tore all to pieces. To be honest, I'd be.
You just get it and work it as a regular computer, and don't ever use the delete button, and you're fine.
I like the delete button, so it would be okay.
You're in trouble.
I'm bad news right off the bat. I ain't gonna lie to you. Wayne will tell you I am not a computer person.
You can touch. You can do anything on a computer as long as you never use the delete button.
Yeah, but that's the first button I go to.
You got to break yourself of that habit.
That's a hard habit to break. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a very hard habit to break. But you know, we're considering making a move, and I'm just trying to do what's best for my audience. You know. The other one, I can keep track of how many, you know, exactly how many listeners I have, where they're calling from, where they're listening from. I mean, I've got the caller ID on here, but that, you know, mm-hmm. That doesn't bother me. I look at it because I want to see where I'm getting the most listeners from. You know, I know I got listeners in Israel and UK, and I got them all around the world, but I want to have a better listening audience, and I want them to, the clarity is a lot better on the other one. It's so much clearer than this. This one's not bad. This one's pretty clear now that they upgraded it, but you can't have, you know, the caller, you can't have two co-hosts. I mean, come on. I'm eligible. Yeah. I think for at least 50 or 100 people to call in. So, I mean, I've got plenty. It's not that. It's just their crap. And I'm just, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of dealing with it. We deal with some kind of issue with this network every night that we do shows. There's something going on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ain't I right, Wayne? I'm dead serious. Every night there's something. Usually it's not letting one of them on the link. because I can send a link to you in the email, and you can click on the link, and you're actually on my link for my show link. So that way, it's everything's run right here, and I've got very high speed internet run directly to my computer. So, I mean, I've got the storage, I've got the internet speed, I've got all of that. Yeah, it's just they always drop calls and stuff, so I'm tired of it. So we're just going to move on.
Hey, there's something that I was using last year. I'll try to think of it.
Okay.
That might suffice for this, and then I'll send you the link.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to use.
Last year I was using it.
What is it, Streaker or something like that? I think it is Streaker, Speaker.
Oh,
something
yeah.
Like that.
Yes. It's yeah. Something like that.
Yep, that's the one that I'm thinking about using.
Okay, yep. That one, I really like that.
Yeah, that's the one that you have to use the, not much we call it, the call in on the video thing. But I wish there was another way, but Skype, thank you. I couldn't remember it. It's one of them days, man. It rained here today, and my pain level's like messing with me today.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you feel like you stuck your feet in water and somebody put an electric cord in it live.
Yeah. It's pretty much the way I felt today, off and on. But, you know, we just want to be able to do good quality shows and have guests on and co-hosts that don't get kicked off. I mean, that's basically all we want for what we pay for. It's not too much to ask. That should be
right.
I think the problem is their server or whatever is not big enough to handle the amount of people that they have. I think that's their problem.
And it might need upgrades too. And they're not doing the upgrades.
Sure. I mean, they take money out of my bank every month faithfully for my show. Been doing it for 6-8 months. Every month they take it right out. But yet I still see it's supposed to post to Facebook automatically. It still doesn't do that. It's been like that from day one. I've been hounding them for over 6 months now. To fix that, they still have a ticket.
It would be
for
good
their
business for them if they prorate all the things that you're mentioning to them back to you. At
well,
least.
They said, "Well, you got to contact customer service at this number or this email." No, I don't. Now, I'm going to show you how easy it is. I'm just going to go somewhere else.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
Exactly.
I just go to I go to the
basic boycott.
I go down to the bottom of my little page right here, and I click. Cancel, and that's that. It's done.
Yep. Amen. Yep.
No notification.
Basic
no nothing.
Boycotting.
Just cancel
and
the show.
And the word
and
is getting out
else.
Right now.
Yeah, sure it is. Sure it is. And you know, and you know what? I can use everything I use on here. I can use on the other one. I can use all of my pictures. I can use all my music. I can use all of that. Yeah. So
amen. I was very impressed with it. I was impressed with that last year. You might want to even ask them if there's any alternative ways that they are thinking of.
Yeah, they need to come up with a different way. Yeah, they need to come up with a different way. I don't really use Skype, but I've heard a lot of people say that it can have some problems. You know, you're using the internet.
They all can.
You know, sure. I mean, nothing's perfect, and I know that. But, you know, these guys ain't even trying to make an effort to fix anything. They were supposed to rope me back and let me know that they fixed the problem last week, and I still ain't heard from them. So I'm not even so sure that that they fixed it.
That's not good business.
No, it's very discouraging. But I think me and Wayne have reached the agreement that we're going to change. So Wayne's just along for the ride. He says, sure, whatever. Sure, whatever
well,
you
do. You know, we listen to, you know, like some of the programs that were on it, and the sound was just amazing.
Yes, I agree.
The quality was just so beautiful. And,
I mean, it's so clear.
There was no back feed, you know, like we get from here. It was.
Yeah, I've used it for my
know,
music.
And I've
and
listened
just,
to the,
yeah.
Yeah, I listened to the ones that we have stored, and Some of the quality is not bad. Some of the quality is marginal. You know, if we can get quality like that on everything, I think it's a great thing, great way to go. I do.
Yeah, sure. It is. The people who founded it, they know their stuff big time.
Mm. And they've put a lot of work into it.
I could tell that last year. Yes. Yeah, they constantly do.
Yeah, they have put a lot of work into it. I had the free version. I can do like 15-minute videos right now or audios because it's free. Mm-hmm. But I did that just to check it out and see if I like it or not. But I'm telling you, man, you can mess with the volume. You can change the bass, the treble. You can change everything.
Oh, nice.
And the one package it comes with all this extra stuff that it does automatically. You don't even have to do anything. And I can still keep the same show name. I can still keep the same little emblem, you know, the little designs that I put up, the little box that you click on to play. I can still use the same ones for that show. I can play all of my music that I have on here because I have it all stored on my computer anyway. So I can use all of that. So, yeah, I can do.
I wonder how I got it free all last year.
You can get it. You can get the free version. But
for 15 minutes. It was all the time.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Yeah, I hit an accident, I think.
Maybe, or you got lucky, or something. But, you know, they have a small package. You can do it for like $10 a month, something like that. But that's not going to be enough for what I do. I got to have more than that, unfortunately. But, I mean, it's fine with me, you know. It is a little bit more than this, what I pay for this one. It's like $10 a month more, I think. But I think it's going to be
the broader audience and the quality be so.
Well, yeah, like I said, it posts to YouTube automatically. It'll automatically create a YouTube channel for you.
And that goes around the world to millions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. YouTube's a big thing. So, and it don't cost me any extra. So, yeah, it's pretty obvious what I'm going to. I hate to leave because I'm the type of person when I get with something, I like to stay with it, especially, you know. I like the way things work and everything, but, you know, having the minor problems that we have is cutting into our listeners. They're getting frustrated. They're not listening as much as they were because of it. And I totally understand it. So it's a smart decision to change, honestly.
Yeah.
I just hate to, because you have to go through everything again, you know, but we get to keep the name and everything. So it won't be too bad.
Once you do it, right. Once you do it, that part's all over.
Well, yeah, but people really won't even know we changed. The only difference will be is I'll still have the little box, you know, that has the play button. It's a little bit different. The box is a little bit different. Still has the play button. But I will tell you this. With this Blog Talk Radio, you wait about 30 minutes after this show, about 9:30, 9:45, and click on the play button, and it takes almost a minute for it to start playing. On the other one, you hit play, and it starts right away.
Overloaded. Holy cow. Their server's overloaded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So nobody will really even know until they click on that box, and it takes them to a different page. That's all. That's the only way they're really going to know. But I think we'll be doing that. So next week, we'll be having shows over there on the new stuff. Be rocking and rolling over there and seeing how it goes.
I'm going to have to figure out.
Well, listen, friend, we got to
download Skype. Is going to be the only thing I have that'll do anything will be my PC, but I don't have a microphone.
a little cheap headset. They're not very much. Maybe I can send you a headset. I've got a headset here. I can send you.
That'll work.
But listen. Well, listen, we got to run. Show's over. I appreciate you taking an hour of your time and calling in. Thanks for the great info.
God bless you guys. God bless you guys. Big time.
Thank you. Thank you for it. And thanks for being so positive, Brenda. Like I said, I've never seen somebody stay so positive in my life. And that's the only way you're going to get anywhere. And I tell people this all the time. We've got to stay positive. Yes, it's hard. I know it's hard. But we've got to.
When stay they strong, say laughter is the, yep, laughter is the best medicine.
Hey,
indeed it is.
I'm glad I could hear you laugh this evening. It makes me happy. You take care of yourself.
Oh, God bless. God bless all of you guys.
God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, my friend. You take care.
Okay. You too.
All right, good night, everyone. I will.
Later.
Good night, Dan.
Good night, Ain.